This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's time for the history of the day. It is time for the history of the day. Let us look at the events that transpired on this day, but on a different year. The day today, it is August 17th, 2022. What happened on the 17th of August, but on a different year? 17 August 1982, Ruth First is assassinated in Mozambique. Let me take you through that. Ruth First, the journalist, academic, and anti-apartheid activist and a member of South African Communist Party, was brutally killed by a letter bomb in Maputo, Mozambique, sent by South African government agents. The First had left South Africa for the second time with her husband Ujo Slovo during the height of anti-apartheid campaign. At the time of her death, First was a lecturer at the Eduardo Mondlane University. Her funeral in Maputo was attended by presidents, members of the parliament, and envoys from 34 countries. Shout out to the Ruth First family for ukusinika Ruth First as one of ama South Africans, as one of ama women's as a South Africa footy who fought against the apartheid. Moving along, on the 17th of August 1960, Gabon gains independence from France. Shout out to Gabon. On this day, they gained independence from France. On the 17th of August 1960, Gabon, the last of four territories which had formed a French Equatorial Africa, achieved independence. Gabriel Lafave Mba became the new president. He was an autocratic ruler, though, and autocratic regimes continued to rule Gabon after she achieved independence. But early in the 1990s, Gabon introduced a multi-party system and a new constitution that allowed for a more transparent electoral process and institutional reforms. Gabon was first explored by the Portuguese navigator Diogo Cam in the 15th century. In 1472, the Portuguese explorer encounters Gabon. But Gabon, on this day in 1960, gained its independence from France. We have an honorary mention today since we are celebrating the Women's Month. On the 17th of August 1996, a history was made in West Africa when, for the first time, a woman, Miss Ruth Sando Perry, was unanimously elected at a meeting of West African heads of the state to become the third chair of Liberia's ruling council. Perry, victorious over two males contestants, became the head of the transitional government, thereby making her Africa's first woman to act as a head of the state. Perry was mandated to execute the daunting task of leading her country from a devastating 7-year civil war to peace under the sub-regional plan of Economic Community of West Africa Estates, ECOWAS. So shout out to Miss Ruth Sando Perry. I spent my time just going through all this. I was so mesmerized by it's been like the audacity Miss Sando Perry had. I'm gonna step up, man, for my country and just lead a country yami to Ilokozana peace, because there has been 7 years of a civil war, and then when Yena was mandated to execute the daunting task of leading her country from a devastating 7-year civil war to peace. Eyayikhona ngaleso sikhathi. And shout out to the women out there, Miss Ruth Sando Perry, kanye futhi no Ruth First, who was assassinated in Mozambique on this day. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the history of the day for today. For more of this, just go to sahistory.org.za. This is MUT Cruise, and I am the captain of MUT Cruise. Ikamalami Muntutuko Poinkosi Wagamabaso.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.